It's 100 versus $10,000, the timing of the Great Recession and heterogeneous changes along the health expenditure distribution.
Hello, I'm Jie Chen, and this is, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Arturo Vegras-Bestemi from UCLA and Caroline Mortensen Stephen Thomas from University of Maryland School of Public Health. So in this paper, we examine the healthcare expenditure during the Great Recession. So some little background of the recession. I don't have any financial interest to disclose. So the recent economic recession, I mean 2007 to 2009, is the longest recession since World War II. It officially started in December 2007 and ended in June 2009. And the unemployment rate increased significantly during this period. It was 5% at the beginning of the recession, but it reached to 9.5% at the end of the recession. This increase was the highest among any other recession in recent decades. And meanwhile, the United States home foreclosure rates hit a record high. In 2009, around 3 million homes foreclosed, which the rate is 21% higher compared to the rate in 2008. And the economic recession also had a different impact on different racial and ethnic groups. So, for example, for the medium wealth, among the Latino households reduced 66% during the recession. And for African-American households reduced 53% of the medium wealth compared to the white, 16%. And if you look at the unemployment rate, for the unemployment rate among African-Americans reduced, it was 15%. And the Latinos was 12% compared to the white, 9% unemployment rate. So there were significant differences. Well, given this financial constraints, many people have to make choices, to make some sacrifice in their spending. So we did find that in the healthcare field, the Great Recession was significantly associated with the lower rates of healthcare use. And also the healthcare spending rate was also, the growth rate was kind of very low in recent years because of the economic impact. And we think the economic spending may indicate the consumers' different healthcare needs. So for example, lower healthcare expenditures, those are what I quoted as the $100 plus services, such as the preventive care, the drug use, which is relatively inexpensive care, may relax people's demand for relatively elastic services, okay, which are more likely to reflect the access problems of people's preference for the healthcare needs. But on the other side, the higher expenditures, such as the healthcare spending on chemotherapy, on MRIs, it can be expensive. And on the other side, these expenditures can be urgent. Okay, can be, you know, it's intensive. Okay, So we think this demand for these kinds of services may be relatively inelastic because, you know, given its perceived health needs, it may help you to live longer or so on and so forth. So we think, you know, the health spending, so we think the recession could have had a different effect across the distribution of the healthcare expenditures. So, meaning the $100 services plus $10,000 services. Okay, so the objective of this paper is to investigate this different association of the Great Recession and the healthcare spending. And we do hypothesis that the economic recession may relate to a relatively substantial reduction of health spending at the lower end of the distribution. So meaning that, you know, people may be more likely to delay care or forego care, you know, for those primary care or preventive care because they lose job, they lose health insurance. But on the other side, for those urgent care needs, which is usually very expensive, probably they won't, because of the urgent of the care, they don't really will sacrifice. So we think that economic recession should have different impacts on different level of the expenditures. But the second objective is to see whether there is any racial and ethnic disparities along these distributions. So usually literature shows that minorities are more like, you know, spend less, okay, compared to the whites. Then we would like to see whether the economic recession had a different impact on the minorities as well, and also whether the impact will be different among those $100 services or among those $10,000 services. So we think that probably more variation will be observed along those primary care or preventive care services. So to do this, we used the medical expenditure panel survey in 2005 to 2006, which is kind of pre-recession period, compared to 2008 to 2009 during the economic recession period. And then our analysis focused on people with between 18 to 64 years old, and we examined the total healthcare expenditures, which is the summation of people's out-of-pocket payments, the third-party payments, including Medicare, Medicaid, so on and so forth, the total health expenditure. And we also look at the expenditures on different types of the healthcare services, like the prescription drugs, EDs, so on and so forth. So we would like to see whether there is some trade-offs, okay, so among different types of the healthcare services. So the key variable we are interested to estimate is the Great Recession Indicator. So we constructed this dichotomous variable. It equals to 1 if it's during the recession. Otherwise, it's before the economic recession. And then we also use difference in difference estimation, use the interaction term about the Great Recession and the race and ethnicity to estimate the different impact of the recession on by race and ethnicity. And as other multivariate regression, we control comprehensive demographic and socioeconomic status, as well as health needs. We have very comprehensive health needs as well, because it's healthcare expenditures. So we have self-reported health. We also have up to 10 chronic diseases indicators in the model. So the regression we use is a quantile regression. Quantile regression basically can tell us the different association of the Great Recession and the healthcare expenditures. So we use this regression model, and then we use a two-part model because there are zero mass health expenditures in our data, so many people spend nothing during this two period. We think, you know, the zero can be people's unwillingness to spend. So that's why we use two parts, because the quantile regression model is ordinary regression, so it doesn't really matter you use separate or not. But we think, you know, zero may indicate something else, so we do two-part model regressions. And then we use difference in difference analysis. And to make the robust results, we did a bunch of sensitivity analysis. So for example, we do the difference in difference analysis by family income, because we think, you know, people with lower family income probably are more likely to be impacted during the economic recession compared to people with higher family income. We also do the stratified analysis by insurance, so we do lots of sensitivity analysis to make sure our results are good. So this is a little summary statistics of our example. So total healthcare expenditures, if you have any, in 2008 and 2009, during the economic recession period. So if you just look at the average tells us it's $5,000 per people per year. Okay. But if you look at the distribution, you will see it ranges from $166 to $11,000. So it's a wide range. It's not distributed evenly. Okay, so it's really very wide. Okay, so that's why we think, you know, quantile regression may be better, because it's really a whole distribution, not just an average number, right? So here is the results. This is the first level. So our outcome variable is any expenditure. So do you have any expenditure? Or these numbers are the odds ratio. So you can see the 0.88 standing for, like, in the economic recession, the people are less likely, okay, less likely, about 12% less likely to spend on any healthcare expenditures. So it's a very significant number, okay. And then the following columns are the expenditures on different type of the healthcare services. And you can, generally speaking, they are all significantly lower on drug on the outpatient, inpatient, and other healthcare services except the ED room. So during the economic recession, we find ourselves of having any ED cost increased by 23%. Okay. By the way, here are other services including dental care and vision care. Then you can see the bottom of this table basically tells us the racial and ethnic estimates. So basically, minorities are less likely to spend on healthcare, okay, except EDs and the inpatient. Then this table is the results from our quantile regressions. So again, 10th percentile, 25th to 90th percentile. 10th percentile indicates the lower end, like $100 level. And the 90% indicates the highest levels, okay, so the expensive ones. So you will see that the recession, on average, reduced 21% of the total healthcare expenditures at a lower level, at the 10th percent. And the magnitude is large, okay, at the 10th, 25th, and the 5th, and the medium level. And then it disappears at the higher end. Okay, so somehow you can see, you know, the recession has a more substantial in association at the lower end of the healthcare expenditures. And then you can see the Latino, African American, and Asian variables. So these basically measure the racial and ethnic differences in the healthcare expenditures. You can see the similar trends. Okay, so the differences were more substantial at the lower end. Okay, you can see the negative 29, negative 38, negative 42, right, at the 10th percentile. However, at the 90th percentile, it almost disappeared. All right, so the racial and ethnic disparities are more substantial at the lower end. However, we didn't really see too much significant variations on racial and ethnic minorities during the recession. So our interaction terms seems not significant, right? Okay. So these are the results by type of healthcare expenditures. So the prescription drugs and the other types as well. So just to summarize a few, you can see the prescription drug expenditure, it's very substantial. Okay, it's like 68% lower at the lower level of the healthcare expenditures. Okay, it's very substantial for the prescription drugs. However, for the EDs, we actually see the adverse trends. Okay, so for the EDs, we find that actually during the economic recession, the economic recession is associated with higher ED cost at the 50th, 70th, and the 90th percentile. It's different trends compared to others. Okay. Right. So to summarize, what we find is the Great Recession was associated with significant drops in healthcare expenditure, particularly at the lower end of the distribution, which might include the primary care, the prescription drug, and so on and so forth, which, you know, may indicate, you know, these cost-effective services, right, primary preventive drugs might have been sacrificed, okay, during the economic downturn because of the, you know, people don't have money and lose job, lose health insurance. And on the other side, we don't see significant relationship between the recession and the at the higher distribution levels. So maybe those really sick people, they need a cancer treatment. Maybe they are less willing to sacrifice, they are less willing to substitute, so they are okay. Which is a good thing. Okay. Well, and on the one more finding is that we do find that the prescription drug the expenditures decrease substantially, and meanwhile we find emergency room costs increase. However, I cannot say there is any causal relationship. Our study cannot. I cannot draw such conclusion. But somehow I think that maybe future study should do more research on that, but this is just showing some evidence, some suggestive evidence, you know, for the future study. Maybe there are some trade-offs going on, I don't know. All right, so for the racial and ethnic disparities, and then we find that they do exist, okay, and yes, and they persisted during the economic recession, although they don't really change that much, but they still exist during the economic recession. And we also find that the disparities were more substantial at the lower end of the healthcare expenditures compared to the higher end. All right, so yeah, so here are some limitations. First is the cross-sectional analysis. Therefore, I cannot draw any causal relation impact of the recession on anything. So, but you know, it's there might be also unobserved factors. Okay, but you know, it's a future study, which yes, I plan to do. Then. Maybe next year. So, and also our healthcare expenditures are self-reported, so there might be some recall bias. So for the policy implication, so basically we suggest that, you know, for the importance to provide the cost-effectiveness treatments, like the primary care, preventive care, and the prescription drugs, even during the economic downturn, because these are the cost-effective. You don't want to maybe you're delaying care now, you're skipping drug doses, but you know, you don't want to encounter high expenditures in the future. So, which meaning, you know, our Affordable Care Act is a very, you know, can somehow provide such protection. Like the mandating these essential health benefits, like the drugs, preventive care, they are all you have to have that now. And then the expansion, the Medicaid to 138, so many people, especially people with lower family income, can have better health care access, so have some protection. Yeah, even in the economic downturn. So basically, the ACA has the, you know, can work to reduce the burden of healthcare spending, especially for low family income, and also may help to reduce the racial and ethnic disparities in the future. Okay, thank you.